As always, in the first hour, we like to talk to some guests with a lot of entertainment and activities. And we are here with Thomas Robert Simpson from Afro Solo. They have their arts festival beginning next Friday, running through the 30th. So that's next weekend, 28th, 29th, and the 30th. Thomas, welcome to the show. Correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are now 31 years in, huh?
Yes, thank you very much, first of all, for allowing me to be on your show to share information with your community. Yes, Afro Solo, we're celebrating our 31st anniversary this year. And Afro Solo started back in, well, I threw a birthday party for myself back in 1991. I was turning 31, 39 that year. And at that time, there was a television show called 30-something. Since that was my last year as a 30-something, I decided to throw a big party for myself. As an actor, I invited dancers, violinists, poets, theater people to perform at the party. I rented a nice space, catered it, and it went so well, the next year people asked me, what are you going to do for your birthday? So I threw another party, and that happened again the next year. And after that, I thought, wow, this might make a really nice annual event. So in 1994, we had our first festival. It's called Afro Solo, which based around African Americans in solo performance, telling stories and performing works about the black experience.
I know that you've also used the festival to focus on the health of African Americans, and the numbers show how underserved that community is when it comes to such things.
Yes, we often try to focus and pair our festivals with what's going on in the community, and health has been one of those. As a matter of fact, we paired with an organization for 10 years to host a health fair. And people would think, well, why is Afro Solo hosting a health fair? And my thought was, if people aren't good and healthy, they're not going to come to our performances. So we wanted people to be good, healthy, take care of themselves so they could come and share what we were doing, you know, with Afro Solo. We've also paired with people who work with gentlemen, primarily who are returning citizens, people who are getting out of jail or prison. And we've worked with particularly women who've had trauma in their lives to write their stories and to perform them. And this year, we're doing something special around police stops and engagement. We have a project that's called Stop, Show, and Control, the Art of Surviving a Police Stop, to teach people using the arts how to handle themselves when they're stopped by the police safely, so the police go home, and so the individual goes home.
Yeah, that's vitally important. How would you describe yourself, Thomas? I mean, artist seems to cover it, but an actor, a director, a producer, a writer, an activist, one word doesn't sum it up, does it?
One word doesn't sum it up, but as the person who started the organization, you wind up playing so many different roles, and even roles that you didn't think you might play initially. I like to consider myself as a community involved, and I'm community involved in the arts and some things in terms of helping the politics and helping people having different issues. So I just consider myself a community involved person, using the arts as the conduit to do that.
Very well. So tell us where, I told everybody when, so where is it, and what are we going to see?
Yes, our festival this year takes place on Saturday, as you said, and Friday and Saturday, the 28th and 29th at 7 o'clock, and on Sunday at 3 o'clock, that's March 28th, 9th, and 30th, it's in San Francisco at the Potrero Stage, which is located at 1695 18th Street in San Francisco. The performances will be performed live on stage, mm-hmm. but we will also be streaming it. So people can go to our website, which is afrosolo.org, AFROSOLO.org, and decide if they want to come in person or if they want to stream it. And the advantage of streaming is that it can be seen around the world as we perform live.
I was going to say singers, poets, comedians, what do we got?
Yes. We have a musician. As I said, we delve into the black experience, so we have this really well-known gospel and spiritual singer who will be doing a mini concert. His concert is entitled Songs of My Soul, and he will be backed up by an internationally known pianist by the name of Carl Blake. We also have a couple of writers. I teach a couple of writing classes, and one of the writers' name is Augustine Phillips, and she will be reading a story that she wrote, Please Don't Let That America Be America Again, which is a takeoff of some of your audience members may know. Langston Hughes wrote a poem called Let America Be America Again. And in her poem, she talks about her father, who was a sharecropper, who had a very difficult life in Arkansas. So she changed that poem from Let America Be America Again to Please Don't Let That America, talking about what happened to him in the early 1900s mm-hmm. and that first half of the century, last century, to not let that come back again. We also have a woman who, her name is Leba Leopard, who wrote a story about her love for her brother. He was much older than her, and she talks about a story where her brother is killed. And she explains this incident, how it happened, and what effect it had on her when it happened when she was like 12 years old. And she saw it happen. She talked about sort of shutting down, and she wound up getting into some drugs and some other things as a way of dealing with it. And she's about 50 now, and she's only been able to talk about this incident the last couple of years after getting into the writing class, and she's written this wonderful story about, entitled I Do Love You, which has to do with her brother and what happened to him. My name is Thomas, of course. I'm a writer, as one of my goals, and I wrote a solo piece about urban renewal a few years ago. And this year, I met a gentleman who does artificial intelligence filmmaking. He talked to me about what he does, and he said he could take this story and turn it into an AI film. So that's what he did, and that's what we'll be showing, a film for the first time. Usually all of our works are live, but this was so unique and so different that I thought we would do it. And what this film delves into is urban renewal through the excitement, the joy of a six-year-old. And then I mentioned that we are working with the Stop, Show, and Control. We have a gentleman who's performing a piece called Trouble the Water, which has to do with a police stop. And from this piece, we engage the audience in a discussion about what happened, how it happened, what the person could have done differently for a different outcome. So you get a plethora of ideas about the black experience from coming to one of our performances.
Great stuff. Everybody, make sure to check it out. As our guest Thomas Robert Simpson mentioned, it's going to be at Potrero Stage, which is 1695 18th Street. That, of course, is south of Market, the corner of Arkansas. And it is the 31st edition of Afro Solo. A week from today, beginning on the 28th, the 29th, and the 30th. Thomas, congratulations on three decades strong, and let's catch up on the next one, man.
All right. Thank you very, very much. You have a great day.